Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks will pilot a new approach to mental health crisis response. The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority has awarded grants totaling over $937,000 to the City of Fairbanks, Alaska Behavioral Health, and the Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living, who together will set up mobile crisis response teams.
Comprised of behavioral health clinicians, And peers, a peer is somebody with lived experience that can connect very directly and very quickly with somebody who is in a crisis.
Trust Authority Senior Program Manager Katie Baldwin-Johnson says the model, known as Crisis Now, has been successfully employed in some lower 48 communities to either supplement or replace law enforcement and EMS response to mental health crises.
You know, there really is the opportunity to resolve a very high percentage of those situations that do not need to escalate into a situation where somebody needs to be taken into a higher level of care.
Crisis Now is going to be a game changer for Fairbanks.
Mike Sanders will coordinate crisis response for the City of Fairbanks.
We're going to be the smallest community to get this off the ground, which is pretty exciting. And this is the gold standard for crisis mitigation.
Sanders describes a comprehensive overhaul of local mental health crisis response, starting with dispatch services.
A coupling of the statewide suicide hotline with 911. They'll both have, you know, the ability to, like, you know, dispatch the mobile crisis team 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sanders says the new approach also includes setting up a place where people contacted by crisis response teams can calm down and stabilize for a few hours.
With recliners and behavioral aesthetics to kind of, you know, it's a calming environment. Whereas currently, if somebody's in behavioral health crisis and they have to go to the ER, you know, the emergency room is not always the most calming environment.
Sanders says those needing additional care will be set up with longer-term options. The Mental Health Trust Authority grants fund the startup and first year of Crisis Now model operations in Fairbanks, but the Trust Authority's Baldwin-Johnson says the Trust is committed to seeing the program through in Fairbanks, as well as in Anchorage, the Mat-Su, and several other Alaska communities. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly put off deciding on an ordinance that would implement ranked choice voting for borough elections. After much debate, the panel decided to adjourn and reconvene next week to complete its agenda, starting with reconsideration of a substitute ordinance that would have borough voters weigh in on whether they want ranked choice voting. The Assembly has already received abundant public comment on the issue, the vast majority against the voting system.
The reality is we have received overwhelming response from people that don't want us to pass this.
Assembly member Jimmy Cash said the panel cannot ignore that, but ordinance co-sponsor Leah Berman-Williams countered that some of the opinions voiced are not fact-based.
What they think ranked choice voting would do, how they think it would be implemented, rather than the details of how exactly it works.
The system has voters rank candidates in order of preference, and if no one candidate gets a majority of the first choice votes, redistributes votes from the candidate who comes in last to their supporter's second choice until there's a majority winner. Last fall, Alaska voters approved ranked choice voting for use in state elections. The Assembly will resume consideration of the ranked choice voting ordinance and the rest of its unfinished agenda when it reconvenes next Thursday at 5:30 p.m. New COVID-19 numbers announced by the state yesterday showed a new case spike in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Among 212 new COVID cases statewide, the Department of Health and Social Services listed 70 in Fairbanks, 34 in North Pole, plus two others elsewhere in the borough. A steep one-day bump, Borough Mayor Bryce Ward told the Assembly last night, might have to do with uneven data entry.
We're seeing continued inconsistency on the state's uploading of the data.
Looking at average daily case rates over 14 days per 100,000 people, Fairbanks is up to 27, second only to the Mat-Su's 43. Mayor Ward said the borough is closely monitoring the situation and also provided an update on local COVID-19 vaccination and immunity.
About 41% of our community is fully vaccinated / immune, meaning that they have contracted COVID and recovered or had the vaccine.
Statewide, the DHSS reported 8 new COVID-19 hospitalizations with 46 diagnosed and 3 suspected virus patients in Alaska hospitals. 5 patients were on ventilators. COVID-19 vaccinations have been open to all eligible Alaskans for weeks now, and there are fewer people seeking the shot. Alaska Public Media reports that providers are seeing a sharp increase in the number of wasted shots. State officials say so far, only about 0.5% of all doses, or about 3,000 out of 500,000, have gone to waste. That's far below the 2% level state officials say would draw notice from the CDC. But state data also shows that vaccine waste has increased substantially in the past few weeks. In March, providers only threw away about 700 doses. Just 3 weeks into April, they've already thrown away nearly three times that amount, even though the overall number of shots being given has not been growing. The state has a program to address the problem called Alaska Vax Match, which links providers with extra doses to others who might be able to use them before they expire. A three-year-old girl was attacked by dogs in Chivac Sunday. The girl is recovering after undergoing surgery in Anchorage, and her mother is planning to press charges against the dog's owner and is calling on the city to put the animals down. KYUK's Greg Kim reports.
Laverna Paniak lives in Chivac with her four young children. Last Sunday afternoon, Paniak's 10-year-old son had gone outside to play, and her three-year-old daughter, Amaya, ran outside to find her brother.
My niece, she happens to look out the window because she heard screaming, like screaming and crying. She looks out the window and she says, "The dogs are on top of her."
Paniak's niece ran outside and chased three pit bulls away, who she says ran to the neighbor, who she says owns the dogs. Amaya was bleeding from her eye and needed staples in her head and stitches in multiple places on her face and on her back. Right after Amaya was attacked, Paniak called the neighbors, who she says owns the dogs, and told them she was going to put down the dogs that attacked her daughter. She says that neighbor then walked out of his house, told her he would shoot her for threatening his dogs, and called her a racial slur. She walked back into her house to call Alaska State Troopers.
And as I was kicking off my boots, I hear four rounds go off.
Her niece, Aaliyah Paniak Hill, was watching the neighbor, who she says walked outside his house with a gun.
Shooting in the air towards our house.
Troopers from the St. Mary's Post responded within a few hours. In a phone call with KYUK, Sergeant Kevin Yancey said an investigation into the dog attack is ongoing. Yancey said that troopers cannot put the dogs down. He said that would be within the city of Chivac's purview. He also said there are an abundance of loose dogs in Chivac, and troopers are not yet certain who the dogs belong to. Yancey would not comment on the alleged shots fired in the direction of Paniak's house. In a phone call with KYUK, the neighbor who Paniak says owns the dogs denied they were his dogs and hung up. Paniak says she's seen photos on Facebook of him with the dogs and sees him with the dogs all the time.
They all come out of his house. There's like three or four white spotted pit bulls, and then there's two red-nosed pit bulls.
Paniak is asking for donations to help pay for an attorney. She plans to file a protective order and a civil lawsuit against a neighbor who she says owns the dogs that attacked Amaya.
I want him to pay for my daughter's treatment. I want him to pay for the traumatic treatment that she's going to need. And I want those dogs put down first and foremost.
Paniak says that the attack on her three-year-old daughter was only the most recent example of aggressive behavior by the same dogs. Whether the animals are put down will be up to the city of Chivac. Paniak said that if the city does not put the dogs down that attacked her daughter, she will pursue legal action against the city as well. Paniak says she and her daughter are headed home to Chivac on Saturday after Amaya is discharged from an Anchorage hospital. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And I'm Dan Bross.